The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Hello again, it's Pat Kenny here. We're currently working away behind the scenes in preparation for my new weekend show, which will be coming your way in March. Every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m, I'll be covering everything from the latest in current affairs to the best in culture and lots, lots more. And the good news is, to keep you up to date on all we have to offer, you don't have to do a thing. Just make sure you keep following this feed on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts. Between now and then, however, I've been looking back at some of the most thought-provoking and engaging guests to grace our studio over the past 12 years. Well, now it's time for the Green Scene with Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. And first off, a census of the ant population.
Yes, an unusual one here. But ants are very important. So scientists did want to have a look to see how many are on Earth. Well, they do all sorts of things. And when I tell you how many there are on Earth, you'll really understand how important this is. So they do all sorts of things. They kind of recycle organic matter. They chew through the earth. They spread seeds around. Of course, they hunt things and they also get eaten. So they're a really important food source. And there's thousands of different kinds of ants. There's nearly 16,000 different species and subspecies. And that's only what we know about now. There's probably loads more that we haven't even discovered yet. And a lot of them are in tropical areas like forests and they live in trees. But this census looked at nearly 500 studies. And what the scientists did is they counted how many ants walked by a particular point in time and how many they found on a leaf. And what they found, Pat, is they've estimated there are 20 quadrillion ants on Earth. That's 20 million billion
or ants on Earth.
Ants on Earth. So around 2.5 million ants for every human on the planet.
So for people who are putting down ant spray, forget it. It's a losing battle.
Exactly. And we probably don't have quite 2.5 for every person in Ireland, but it gives us a way to estimate maybe how many we have here.
So 2.5 million per person.
Per person, yeah.
So we have a lot of ants.
A lot of ants.
Everywhere.
All doing really important environmental work. So we should celebrate all those ants.
So why did they decide to do this study? I mean, is this a baseline study? So now we know, we think, how many ants there are. Where do we go from here?
Exactly that, Pan. We know we're seeing a huge decline in insect populations and also changes in insect populations. With climate change, they're moving to different places. So scientists are really actively trying to get baselines for all sorts of different populations so we can understand what's changing or if we are losing species, where we're losing them and maybe why.
Now, there are many different kinds of ants, as you said. Now, some of them will bite you. Some of them will fly. They all, I suppose, adapt to the environment in which they find themselves.
They do, and you get ants of all sorts of different sizes. In fact, there's even ants in countries where native populations use them as stitches. So they use ants to bite down on a torn wound and then break off the body of the ant and keep the jaws there as a stitch. So there's amazing kinds of ants. They're probably an unsung hero of the animal world.
And of course, there are people who produce chocolate-covered ants
absolutely
for eating. But presumably, they're a source of protein.
Absolutely, they could be. Yeah. So again, there's the fact that we don't even know about all the species that are out there, we could absolutely see ant farming as part of our protein going into the future.
Yeah, I know when we talk to Pádraig Corcoran, and we'll have him on the program later on, he always talks about the wasps that eat the aphids. So they keep, you know, your garden in good shape. So don't give out about the wasps too much. They have a job to do. And likewise, the ants, they have important work.
Absolutely.
You quote the late ant scientist E.O. Wilson, and what did he call them?
The little things that run the world. So Beyonce says girls run the world, he says ants run the
ants
world.
Ants run the world. Our second topic today is that of forever chemicals. What are they?
So forever chemicals are a group of chemicals and they're called PFAS chemicals. And that's a chemical name which stands for per and poly fluoroalkyl chemicals. And they're chemicals that have been around since the 1950s. They're man-made and they're long carbon chains with fluorine atoms attached to them. So carbon and fluorine stuck together. They have a lot of very interesting properties. They're water and oil resistant. Things don't stick to them. They have very high resistance for heat. So of course, the place where we most know them is in Teflon, in our non-stick cookware. But they're also in packaging. They're in outdoor wear and outdoor equipment, and they're used for in firefighting for heat resistant foams and things.
So they sound like great materials.
Absolutely. And when people discovered them in the 50s, people were delighted, and they rolled out everywhere. But of course, what we found out, and anyone that's seen the film Dark Water will know, that these chemicals are problematic, and certainly in high concentrations and possibly even in moderate concentrations, they can have impacts on human health, affecting things like fertility, child development, and they certainly seem associated with higher rates of cancer. Some cancers, things like liver cancer. So in the last 20 years, we've seen bans on some of these chemicals. Nonetheless, they are everywhere. In fact, nearly all of us have some PFAS inside of us, and that is because these chemicals cannot be destroyed and they're very difficult to extract out of water. And in fact, two new studies came out in the last few weeks looking at PFAS. One was looking at rainwater. And what scientists found is that there is now PFAS in rainwater everywhere on Earth. So even in Nepal, up in the Himalayas, in Antarctica, rainwater has these chemicals.
So if you're in the Wicklow Mountains or the Kerry Mountains and you come across a pristine stream running down which is fed by rainwater, and I would happily drink that stuff when I'm on a walk, there's PFAS in it.
There's PFAS almost undoubtedly in it. And of course, for us, we don't rely on rainwater for our drinking water. But there are parts of the world where people do rely on water for their drinking water. And of course, animals and birds rely on rainwater for their drinking water. Yeah. And scientists are also finding now that even in things like the feathers of birds of prey, we're finding these PFAS chemicals. So they are literally everywhere. And even when we can filter them out of water, and we can do that, it takes a lot of energy and high temperatures. What do we do with them once we've extracted them out of the water? Because we don't have a way to get rid of them. And in fact, talking of Ireland, Fiona Regan in the Water Centre in DCU, they looked at PFAS in Ireland recently, and they looked at our drinking water, they looked at our seawater and our river water. Now, fortunately, our drinking water and seawater, we see very, very low levels, but actually quite significant levels in our river water. So again, that's a place where people swim.
What about our Teflon pots and pans, safe to use?
I wouldn't be using Teflon anymore. And in fact, I was interested because when PFAS was banned, actually it was PFOA was a specific chemical that was banned that was in Teflon. It was one of the family of PFAS. Of course, what's happened is they've come up with new versions of these that are not regulated. But actually now we're seeing exactly the same problem. So I went online just to look at some non-stick pans. Many of them still use variants. So if you see a P followed by three other letters in the non-stick coating of your pan, don't buy it. I would say if you have an old non-stick pan, change it and look for something that has something like a silicone coating that's non-stick, and definitely don't use a scratched non-stick pan because that's definitely going to get PFAS into your system.
Wow, there's a salutary warning. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland, thank you very much.